This is The Hustle with Roy Perez.
Welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Time is now 9 and 12 minutes, and we're here at the air-conditioned studio. Yeah, with my left is Liel Rimon. How are you, Liel?
I'm not so great.
Nah, this morning. And we've got as well Moshe Starograd on my right. What's happening, Moshe?
Very beautiful.
Are you good? Why do I go on here?
Yeah, very good.
Yes, are you very, very good? Tell me, so, Liel?
We have an upset yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Last night was crazy.
Yeah, Israel got to 100 people in seeking corona just now. So I'm very, very sad. Ah, but in Liverpool yesterday.
In Liverpool?
You know, in Hebrew we said Zerak Sport. It's only sport.
It's only a sport.
Right?
No, it's only a sport.
It's only a game.
It's only a game. 100%.
It's very, very.
It's a little disappointing after we won and we lost.
Yeah, I don't know.
Firmino's goal was amazing.
We're losing quite a lot lately.
You know, people didn't understand.
Yeah, and in Anfield, it's the first loss since 19.
Since my grandpa.
Atletico Madrid is not a very good team, but she's a very difficult team.
Yeah, but we kept them in bay for 90 minutes. They didn't do nothing for 90 minutes.
Exactly.
We kept on it. I think I looked at the 85th or 86th. It was 27 shots at goal.
Yeah.
Come on, we killed them.
We did kill them, but look at
it. Atletico Madrid didn't come to win.
They didn't come to lose. No, they
didn't.
That's
why they came in.
Yeah.
No, they came. They came to score a goal. In the beginning, they came to score a goal, yes? They started with Felix and Diego Costa. Very, very attacking.
They knew they're going to make us upset.
They wanted
to irritate us. And
they didn't care. They wanted to score a goal. It didn't work, so that's why I took Diego Costa out and took someone a little bit more defensive. And this defensive guy, Llorente, scored two goals.
But you know what? I mean, if your goalkeeper give it to him to his foot, what do you want to do?
No. One more thing, you know.
Yeah.
Liverpool, we attack all the time. They're a much better team than Atletico.
Yeah.
But they got frustrated. Whatever they did, didn't work.
They threw everything.
They didn't know what to do eventually. So the frustration took over.
You know, it was really crazy.
Roy, did you ever saw Van Dijk fighting with people, shouting on the referee?
Never.
Never in my life.
Never.
Alexander Arnold upset, screaming on people. Never in my life they were so...
I don't think so. But I think at least one thing I tell you.
Yes.
Whatever happens,
we are the champions.
We are the champions.
No, the league is ours. The league is ours, and we will sing
by
it every
far,
game.
I think we're gonna do. I think it's gonna be.
Yeah. We're not gonna sing it again. By the way, not. I don't think this year.
Why?
Corona.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? That they're gonna stop the crowds?
Are they talking about it?
They're talking about it very seriously. They stop the crowds. They're gonna stop the crowds. In Italy, they already stopped. Italy now is suspended. The game is, the league is suspended.
That's it.
Basically, the prime minister said they're suspending all the sports. In Spain, they said no more. They're not suspending, but there will be no audience.
Yo.
And they're talking about cancelling the Euro in the summer.
Really?
Postponing it, the European Soccer Championship. They're talking about postponing the Olympics. It's very, very gloom, but they really, really discussing it seriously. They need to make decisions very, very soon. So it's not a joke. It's not like we're speculating, they're gonna cancel this, they're gonna cancel that.
Oh,
and they're talking about suspending the Champions League at all. So maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe we didn't lose anything.
Yeah. Nah.
That would be nice.
Listen, you know what?
Listen, they say, you remember when they killed, the great Shahid, Mr. Soleimani.
Oh, yes.
When he allegedly got killed.
He died.
He died.
Out of natural causes. Who knows?
Yeah, God knows. And they said they're going to start a third world war and they're going to cancel the English league. And Liverpool not going to win the title that they already won after 30 years. Now it's the corona. Now it's serious.
I don't know. You know what? We had a lot of pandemics and epidemics, and especially lately, I'll tell you, we had...
When was the last pandemic?
Let me...
No, there was no pandemic.
That's why I'm asking Roy. Where was the last pandemic?
I made a small survey, but
everything was curable. There's no pandemic. There wasn't pandemic.
No. Pandemic, it means that it's everywhere.
You can do nothing about it. You know that you try to
cure it. It's everywhere and it's out of control. So
that's right.
Let me tell you what we had before. In 2000, the year 2000, Buck 2000 is going to kill us. Do you remember? I was just going to mention you.
The bug 2000.
You remember?
Yeah, but that's not really killing people. You don't.
You know what I'm going to make a small write out. We're going to go to a quick break. In the meantime, I'm going to put a nice song. Everybody wants to be.
I want to be a billionaire.
Yeah, why not? Bruno Mars.
This is The Hustle with Roy Perez.
I do want to get remarried again. And I will be one of these people. Marriage is a bond between a person who never remembers anniversaries and the other who never forgets them.
That's a
terrible.
Do you know, Nicole, what's the best way to remember your wife's birthday or the anniversary?
Anniversary, yeah. Forget it once.
Not to remember.
Maths after marriage is simple. If you have $20 and your wife has $5, how much does she have?
25.
25.
Hey, thank you for staying with us. Your wife will have $25. So listen, what I want to tell you is that I made a small survey, and it works like this. If you're looking from the year 2000, I just want to read you some facts. The year 2000, there was Bug 2000. Do you remember the Bug 2000?
Yeah.
So the Bug 2000 was a simple bug. It was a computer bug that
changed of the millennium.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Because if you remember, the computers used to work on two digits. Now it has to work on four digits. And they said, no, it's going to destroy the world. Nothing happened. 2001 was the anthrax is going to kill us. Anthrax was a substance, a bacteria, where they used to put a little bit in
envelopes. Yeah.
And whenever you open it, you're exposed to anthrax.
Basically, biological warfare.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that 2001. 2002, Nile fever is going to kill us.
Okay.
No, that was 2002. You must remember, it was big time.
I don't
2003.
But I was young.
SARS, not the South African Revenue Service. Yeah. This one busy killing us the whole time.
The one that
SARS,
actually works.
The one that, SARS is going to kill us. 2003 was a big thing. Guys, it was a big thing because I remember
SARS.
You remember SARS?
Yes.
So this was 2003. I went to China and it was crazy.
But it wasn't like a corona. Oh, again, in
2000. SARS was killing much more people than
corona. But in 2003, we didn't have Facebook.
Oh, here you go. That's okay. 2005, just to remind you, 2004, we had nothing that I remember.
No, 2004 was the tsunami, by the way, that actually killed 250,000 people.
here you go. I mean, I actually didn't write it down. Okay, diseases, avian flu. Do you remember the avian flu? Good.
Of course. The bird flu.
2005. Flu is going to kill us.
Yes.
Yeah. Then, 2006, the E. coli is going to kill us.
Okay.
I don't know what. That was 2006. 2008, the global economy crisis is going to kill us. 2008 was really when the markets went down and crashed.
I think that
it's coming again,
big time.
2009, guys, swine flu is going to kill us.
Swine flu.
I mean, who doesn't remember swine flu? I actually got sick of
people. People still getting swine flu.
Yeah. Nothing wrong. I mean, it's a flu. That's all. Yeah.
But corona is also a flu, right?
Not even, eh?
No?
It's actually...
even lighter than a flu.
The only thing is, I think, the whole idea of the corona is it's really, really very infectious. Like, it's quickly... if you're around someone that's got corona, you're going to get it. Mm. So... that's the problem. It affects too many people. 2012.
It depends also on your immune system, how strong you are.
No, that's after
some people.
You get
some
it.
People don't even know they've got it.
Yeah.
And some people who get it, they really. Now they say. I listened to some news from all over the world. So they said that if you're over 70, how's it, Moshe? Okay, if you're over 70, you're in a very big risk. Yeah. If you're a kid, apparently, there's no risk. You can get sick, but you'll never die or something will happen to you. That's what
I saw.
That
kids are always going
to get kids are very immune. Because not immune, but
the immune system is still,
I don't know why. Kids are not affected, not affected heavily with that. Maybe that's what they said. I don't know.
Maybe because the respiratory system is very, very strong. I mean.
Maybe. And they didn't smoke ever before.
Yeah.
So a lot of smokers, guys, a lot of smokers. Must be really careful because apparently it is affect your respiratory system.
Yeah,
respiratory system. It apparently does something like fibrosis. I don't know much, but that's what they say. It's all right. May 2012. What is it? Mayans.
Ah yes, the end
Mayans.
Of the world.
Oh, yeah, the 2012. The yeah, world. The Mayans envisioned the end of the world.
Okay, good
stupid
for them.
People. Yeah, all right. 2013, North Korea is going to break into the Third World War and will kill us. That was 2013. 2014, the Ebola virus is going to kill us. Oh, and listen, guys, Ebola virus is a deadly, deadly virus.
Very
you get strange. It, you're dead. I mean, this is it. There's no.
I think that the end of the Ebola is this week or last week it happened. You know, they said that it was really it's over.
I don't know if it will ever be over because there is still areas in Africa that are completely rural and you can't control anything over there. And this is where it's coming from. Exactly like this virus came from China, from dirty stuff. And
I don't know. I don't know. It's basically a crossover between an animal and a man.
Is it?
Yeah.
What we're seeing now, but it started, I think, as an animal and it went through a mutation and.
Yeah, it mutated itself in patient X, patient zero.
Patient zero.
Patient zero, yeah.
Patient one. Patient. Guys, how you say it? Patient zero, X or one? We want to know.
So anyway, that was 2014, the Ebola virus is going to kill us. In 2015, if you remember the big films about ISIS, ISIS is going to kill us. That was like they were beheading people, there was all over the show. That's internet for you, yeah?
Roy, but now you're coming into politics now. This is not medication.
No, we went.
No, but I'm talking ISIS every year. I'm just telling you, in the last 20 years, there was at least 15 great fear. Things that are going to kill us,
It was a fear.
ISIS was a great fear.
Yeah.
It's a great fear.
I don't know.
Remember the explosion in France?
I didn't have any problem to go out of my house and to meet a lot of people. It wasn't a fear like that. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't thought that ISIS gonna come to me, to my house in South Africa. And that's the difference.
Then you had the 2016. The Affinity virus, what was that?
Yeah, you see, now they're making up viruses. Because
I don't know, the Affinity virus is gonna kill us. Then 2019 was the measles. Oh, measles. Measles was back big time and it's going to kill us. And the truth is...
We're still alive.
Fear. No, no, fear. Fear is the one that kills you. Proper. Turn off your TV. Stop zapping every single moment. Stop behaving. It's enough. Just leave, love, laugh, smile and enjoy life. I'm telling you guys... Yeah, I'm not saying don't wash your hands. I mean, wash your hands. Make sure that if you see somebody sneezing, don't shoot him. Don't shoot him.
So if you have terminal cancer, if you have like a treatable disease, just go outside, smile, laugh, jump around and love life and.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
You'll die happy as well. Yeah. You'll die happy.
Everybody's gonna die.
Yeah, at least die happy.
Yeah.
You know, but, I miss the days. When a person used to sneeze,
say
you
bless
to tell him, bless you. Now when he sees it, bugging you, you know.
Yeah. Say Moshe that's sitting here for the last 15 minutes sneezing on me.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's the best? The best is you walk into a, you walk
and
into
now he's touching me.
You walk into an elevator, you go, you walk into, yeah, listen, you walk into an elevator, you give it like, I'm telling you, I'm never ever, and you say to all the guys, I'm never ever going back to China.
They made a new horror movie. The whole 2 hours, it's guys standing in the elevator, in the elevator, and people coming in and out. It's scary, listen.
And you know, imagine yourself, you know, when you drive in a car with a mess, and the traffic officer stops you, and you see, you say, go. You know what I mean?
As soon as you sneeze, carry on, my friend, carry on.
10 rand, 20 rand is 20 rand. Corona, corona, no corona. So you need to make a living.
Guys, I think you have to have fun. The main thing is you have to have fun because I don't believe that we'll be able to stop that. But what we, maybe we delay it.
No, listen, there's countries that closing their borders. There's country that...
Israel is closed.
Israel closed the border.
America just said they're going to close all flights from Europe.
From Europe.
Right. I would like to ask you.
The Italian, there is curfew all over the country.
No, Italian can't move even between a province or a province curfew. Or city. City, yeah.
Proper curfew, like in the wars.
Yeah.
Roy, I would like to ask you, who do you think is gaining out of it? Maybe it was a premeditation.
Yeah, the guys that are making the alcohol gel.
These guys are billionaires.
They're selling these small bottles for 20, 30 bucks.
Everybody's losing, so somebody must be gaining.
It's more than a gram of gold. Would you believe that?
They're going to sell
we went
you
to
now.
The chemist. I mean, I've got all over the office. We've got, you know...
But we went on... Okay, you were not in South Africa. I went to the chemist, to the same chemist we went on Saturday.
Yeah.
And he was out.
Completely.
Out, completely out. He sold everything in like 2 days.
How crazy.
And he ordered like a couple of thousands.
And you know what? The joke is... You know, the Rambam said you must wash your hands.
What do you mean the Rambam said? Before the Rambam, you wash your hands before food? You have to, a lot, and that's for hygienic.
Hygienic.
Of course.
So completely, you have to wash your hands as many times as possible because without paying attention, we apparently touch our faces over 100 times a day, and,
listen.
And you can get diseases from surfaces you touch.
If you look at all the halachot and, a lot of them, the stuff that they wrote it 500 years ago, most of them, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, things that your jaw will drop because it makes perfectly sense and people didn't know it then, but washing hands, not eating pork. Do you know that pork is very nice, but over the last 1,000 years, it was a very, very disease carrier and people died.
Not because of that. Let me tell you.
I don't say because of that, but I say it's one of the reasons.
I think the reason that pork is actually pigs are very bad for you. Not just eating its meat, just to have it around you is because it's the only animal that can create, that can serve as a barrier between a man, the human kingdom to the animal kingdom. So, you know, diseases that animals have, men cannot get.
Because his physics is so close
to
human.
So he gets the disease and he can transmit it to human. That's why. And look.
But what we're saying is actually scientific stuff that they couldn't know 1,000 years ago when they wrote.
It's amazing.
And they did know something because there was no other reason. They didn't say don't eat pork because he's bathing in his own poop and stuff.
No,
that wasn't the reason. The cow do exactly the same when we're eating cows.
100%. Because the physique is amazing. It's actually very close to...
You understand. And they knew about it and they made rules how we must keep ourselves safe.
It's actually crazy, if you think about it today. So what I'm going to say is, guys, you know, I don't know if you can listen. Do you remember Afro Man?
Afro Man.
This song, I want you guys to really listen carefully to this song. This guy, he says...
Hustle with Roy Perez.
You know about this group of Israelis that go to Italy. They go to Italy for vacation and they go to the Vatican to see what's going on. And next to the gate of the Vatican, they see this guy, he's dressed very, very nicely, like a priest, very clean clothes with a suit and everything, and he's holding a box. And everybody come and give him money and next to him they see there's a Jewish guy sitting there, he's dirty and everything, sitting with the cup and
they give him small change.
They give him small change. Yeah. So they come to him and said, listen, let us look at this guy, this is how you make money, you need to just, okay, that he said, they go. As they go, the Jewish guy is going to the Christian guy and said, you see, Shlomo, they want to teach us how to make money.
And we're back, and thank you for staying with us.
Remind me of the good old days that we can still go to Italy.
Yeah. Believe it. You believe it? We can't go to Italy. We
can't go to half of the world. Listen.
How crazy is that?
Even now, to go to Israel, you need to stay 2 weeks in quarantine. You can't go anywhere.
First
of all, the Italians are very happy because there will be no more migrants coming in.
The migrants still
will come in.
They don't play by the rules.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Corona really won't scare the migrants, I think they
have other things to be scared of.
Promise you, crazy. Oh, do you want to read?
Yes.
Oh, go for it.
Well, Discom has another customer benefit just for you. A total fuel reward. Simply swipe your Discom benefit cards when you're paying for your fuel at Total and you earn 10 benefits points for every liter of fuel. Wow, 10 benefits points for every liter of fuel you buy. Fuel up at Total. Earn and spend at Discam. Benefit points a total only from Discam pharmacist who cares. Thank you.
Oh, nice. Mm. So I want to talk a little bit about business and how it's going to affect our future in South Africa. How the corona is affecting. Do you feel anything?
I feel that the rand is already over 16.
Wow, the rand is taking a beating.
You don't believe.
Taking a big knock.
A big knock. So what are we going to do? I mean, where are we going to be? I'm just going to...
No, you know why. The rand is taking a knock because it's not...
Well, it's 1637 right now at this point.
Yeah, it's not protected.
We were very off.
Yeah, 1637. Mm-hmm. This is
and
bad,
the pound,
right?
Must be over 20, isn't it?
You know, it's 1851 to the
euro.
To the euro.
And the pound must be about 21 or 20.
Sorry, there.
How much is the pound?
The pound
must be over 20.
Hold on, I'll tell you now. What's the pound? The pound is almost 21. It's 20.98.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah. Let's see how it's the shekel. The shekel must be crazy as well.
The shekel, it's over 4.5 to the rand.
4.53.
Yeah.
It's crazy, guys. It's crazy. This is not, it's not logical. It's not
4.5. The rand, the rand didn't really move anywhere.
It's just people don't believe in what we've got.
No, because we don't have anything.
I really think they say, oh guys, your business is gonna boom now. Boom where? Exactly. Boom where, guys? Where? Let's say a lot of people come to us to sell us stuff. Who's gonna buy?
Yeah.
Who's gonna buy? If you buy something, except gold, obviously gold is gold. But, if you buy something, let's say tomorrow I'm gonna buy your Rolex. Mm-hmm. That you bought it for 400,000 rand, I'm going to buy it for 50. Who's going to buy it for 55?
Yeah, you must be able to sell it, absolutely.
Who's going to buy it for 55? If there's no market, Exactly. So people say, it's your golden time. No, it's not. No, it's not my golden time. My golden time is when everything is cool. When everything is good is my golden time. Yes?
Exactly. Definitely.
Yeah. So people say, so how do you make money? Everybody is happy. So I always said, you know, a fool and his money are soon apart. And people that not supposed to have money, they don't have money. A guy that lends, for instance, a big contract from government, one of those tender guys, they buy themselves all that, all the nice things, and 2 days later they have to actually do the tender.
Get the money.
And, so they sell all the stuff. So if all his money is soon apart, and that's where we come in, that's different. And in normal times, we really make it work. Right now, in these times, it's not good. It's not good. We're paying for gold so much today. It's really ridiculous to actually keep gold at home. I don't know what's the robbers going to do. Who are they going to sell it to?
The robbers will make a plan. I'm not worried about them.
How are they
going to
make a plan? So it's going to start selling... what? The Rolex gang will be really poor.
You see, that's our problems. But definitely it's affect everybody, and it's affect, listen, if they, like in Europe and like in America, they closing restaurants, they closing shops, they closing.
So what's going to happen?
They closing theaters, they closing, football stadiums.
Their online business will boom.
The online, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
How are we going to get food if people are not going to work?
Yeah, delivery.
No, if people know, who's going to deliver? Who's going to make the food?
Who's going to pack the food?
You have
who's
to have factories.
Send it to the
factories.
Yeah.
Factories that make food, I mean, food are not only coming from cows that you kill.
But even to kill a cow, someone need to kill a cow, someone need to process it, someone need to pack it and send it to the shop.
And there's five people together.
I don't think that everything will come to stand still.
Well, there's no choice. I mean, people need to eat, so there's no. But what will happen to the price of food? Look what happened in a few days to the rent. Not a joke. Look what happened in a few days to the rent.
Well, the basic stuff, like hygienic stuff, toilet paper and this gel and everything, everything spike up. The mask, if you go and buy a mask, how much is it to buy a mask?
You cannot buy.
I've got no idea.
No, but I'm saying usually.
Since the people using 6 months panties.
Used one.
I know.
A used one is for better.
My wife is using one at the business. Now, you know, it's supply and demand. Now she must pay triple for the same item.
Mask, and she can't find it. Because
That's right.
It's actually crazy, guys. Do you have any suggestion? What do we do? Look, if you're going to get sick in Corona, when you recover, you're fine. Am I right?
Are you sure? I don't think so.
Well, you're going to get sick and sick and sick. No, God,
I think you can get sick again.
Really?
I think one guy got sick twice.
Isn't it like the malaria that you never get rid of it? Okay, you recover.
You recover fully, but you can get, if you get it again, you're sick again. Like flu.
No, but you never sick of the same flu again. A virus, your body know how to fight. When he fights it, that's it. He's got the antibodies and that's it. That's how it should be. Yeah, 100%. Because that's why every year they give you a different kind of, vaccine.
Vaccine for the flu. Yeah.
So,
because there's new
strains of flu. If you recover from corona, it'll be fine. So, let's get all,
I think we must bite the bullet, however it will take, even if it will take a month. Listen, what can you do? What do you want to do? Do whatever the government says.
Didn't say nothing.
Our government didn't say, so that's why I'm listening to other governments.
Don't be in panic. You know, it's under control.
Don't be in panic. No, they say...
Yesterday we talked about it. We're under control. We're under control, says the nation. They're almost been wiped out by the Poloni.
Yeah, Poloni crisis.
Poloni crisis almost killed us.
Yeah.
I mean, now we must be under control. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. Sitting in a studio and saying, you know what? Those two people look suspicious. They might cough at me. Oh.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And I think that's how it's going to go for another... I hope not more than a month and we can come back to normal because, like you said,
how long
we've
is
been
this
through
going
everything.
On this from November, December, no?
About Corona?
Yeah.
No, I think that they actually let us know by the middle of January.
Yeah.
But it was like the Chinese president knew it in the end of December. So it's the middle of December. It's basically
3 months.
Started, yeah.
Look what happened to the world in 3 months. Not a joke, guys. Not a joke.
Is it? Now, I think 3 months is quite a lot of time with the globality. That's the problem.
No, the thing is, in the old days, you used to send a messenger with a Buddha, on a horse.
And a marathon.
Then later,
not on a horse. It was running.
Marathon, that's right. 42 kilometers.
He
was running. He said, listen, we won.
And died.
And then he died.
And he died, yeah.
What an idiot.
And today they're doing it in 2 hours, these crazy guys. Eh?
Yeah. I thought it's the only way he like, told his wife.
Right.
I was there. I ran 42 kilometers. You liar. Same as Marco Polo. Everybody says he'd been all over the show. It wasn't.
He was going next door by the neighbor.
I promise you. And he was telling his stories to his wife. He's telling, I was there. I was in China. I was there. And apparently, he wasn't anywhere, you know. So one day
he came home and she wasn't there.
She wasn't there. And she said, where were you? He says, no, I went to China.
The last story.
Yeah. Marco Polo. Marco Polo and Marco Polo. Marco Polo. Yeah. I must say, guys, I want you really to take things lightly because if we start taking things too heavily, I don't know where it's going to get us.
Today, if Marco Polo would say, you've been to China, you don't have corona. You don't have corona. You're lying.
Crazy.
That's why Italy is infected because of this.
That's how the corona got from China to Italy.
I think all the diseases were there, but we didn't have internet to tell us, about it. And today, we are so connected with this smartphone into the internet.
But even if they make this number, Roy, and I looked at the numbers this week.
They don't have to make it.
Even if they make this number, it's enough to make you a little bit,
No, but they don't have to make it. In the old days, you didn't know about it, so it makes you all right.
At the moment, in the whole world, 126,258 That's what we know about. That's people
how many
that
people
checked
died?
And confirmed. 4,638 up to now, and recovered from the disease 68,000 people. So,
boy, you know what's happening? Because it's a global village, and everything, there's no hidden agenda.
Yeah.
So whatever happened in China, in wherever, the same second you know. This things used to happen years ago.
I don't know.
1,000 years ago.
But if something,
I'm sure it was.
But you didn't know about this because the communication wasn't so
100%. But places like China, like North Korea, like Iran, like Russia, they still have the means to close the internet switch and do whatever they want and nothing will come out. So you will have to decide what is true and what is not true.
I know.
That's why I'm scared of these places. In America, I know that they are all over the place.
In America, they've got a big problem because the healthcare system is not the greatest in the world. I mean,
it's not about that. It's not connected. They don't have one federal spot that everything comes to the, like in Israel, it's so great because everybody knows about everything. It's the same
system. Israel is, it's actually with 100 patients, which is nothing.
Yeah.
Think about it. Nothing. 100 patients and they're all taken care of.
Yes,
that's yeah. So somebody says also was thinking, what happens if it comes back? Huh? What comes back?
The corona back. Yeah, maybe we talked about getting.
Oh yeah. We'll ask a doctor next time. But in the meantime, you ask for a nice song. I think this is one. I think this one will be one of the best. So this is Yesterday, only for you, Karen.
This is The Hustle with Roy Perez.
And we're back for the last stretch of the show. We've got a few minutes to go. And, Karin saying, great song, Corona must go far away. I'm a bit worried, but it doesn't happen to young people, so don't worry about it. And, I don't know. I don't know if worrying is good. Just, you know what? I don't know. Maybe don't get too many people together. What happened if you got a simcha? What happened if you got a lot of people together?
Well,
we're worrying now.
In Israel, limited to 100 people.
Yeah. Not a wedding.
Yeah, no.
Everything.
No. Yeah.
They limited
everything to 100.
You cannot do it over 100 people.
Everything.
But okay, so let's do like this. So it was, they limited the Seder Pesach to 10 people.
That's right.
So the Ashkenazi says,
where are we going to get another 5 people?
Where are we going to get so many people? Yeah.
The Ashkenazi doesn't exist anymore.
I just want to say thank you so much for joining us in this lovely, lovely morning.
Oh, and we were, okay, Liverpool next game going to be the Derby, and it's going to be on Monday.
Everton.
On Monday.
What is it going to be?
The Derby. Against Everton. On Monday.
Oh, we're playing only on Monday.
Only on Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
And Tottenham against Man United.
Tottenham, who cares?
Man United.
They're playing Man United.
Yeah.
Tottenham playing Man United, the main game at 6:30 on Sunday.
Guys, I want to wish that we're going to find a cure to the coronavirus.
Yeah, we're
going to
go and work on it now.
And, what can I say? I mean, have a lekker weekend. Good job.
Zagezun to everyone.
Everyone. Bye-bye. From us. Yes, cash in.